yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
What are some of the things that you did day one? I heard you say the whole thing happened for us, and then the next day you were already on it. What was the first thing you did? You woke up in the morning and you did what?
Okay, let me be honest with you. So I'm going to rewind. 2020, I was fired. 2019, I had already told myself that in 2020, I'm going to have to quit my job because I'm going to make more money as an entrepreneur. So I had already started to work on certain things to set myself up for success. I just didn't know that God was going to push me out the door at the beginning of 2020 to get to that success. I had no idea. So the first thing I did, and I'll be God honest with you all, I went on YouTube. I started researching different coaches and I found a coach. That was the first thing I did. After I did that, I officially registered my business name. I later on went and opened up a business bank account because I was like, let me go ahead and let the universe know that I'm serious about this business and I need the money to flow in. So I did all of the back end things because one, I'm an accountant. I understand that a lot better and I know the importance of it. And I also knew, hey, if I want to get funding later, I need to have this stuff in place already. So I did those two main things. I think I did that exact week. After that, I started working on a process like, okay, not even marketing, just a process. Let's say I get the client. What's going to happen after I get the client? Like, when am I sending them? At the time, I knew about onboarding because of my corporate experience, but I didn't know about it as an entrepreneur. I want to say this because it is very important. If you are working a corporate job, you need to look at the process, the policies, everything that's going on in your corporate job, because it ain't no different from running a business. They running a business, you running a business. It's all the same. You need policies, they need policies. Adapt to some of those things and take on some of those things. So honestly, those were like the three things that I worked on that week that I can remember that were like helpful to my success.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.